Hi, my name is Mia, and today we are hosting a very special podcast.
It is. We have three groups that will, with a different topic.
Like a variety show.
Yeah, now for our segment with Natalia, Rachel, and Mia.
For reenactment of Barbie.
Life in the Dream House!
Barbie!
Yes, Chelsea?
You ran over my Skechers!
Really? I did. Wait, Raquel, where did you come from?
Well, I was on my way to take down your statue.
My statue!
Then I felt a sense of bad fashion, and I knew it was you.
Well, actually, I accidentally ran over Chelsea's Skechers while I was redoing my driver's test.
Wait, but Barbie, aren't you a race car driver?
Thanks for reminding me of that. I've done so many careers, it's hard for me to remember.
Yeah, like there's no job where you can't work. Yeah, like there's no job you can't haven't done. I'm still super upset about my shoes. They were limited edition. Bibble Skechers.
Those creepy things gave me the heebie-jeebies.
It's okay. I can buy you new ones.
But they're limited edition. You can't buy them anymore.
But Barbie, weren't you also a sneaker designer?
Oh, yeah. Chelsea, I can make you some new Skechers that nobody has.
Oh, gosh. These are beautiful.
Barbie, thank you so much. Wait, but Barbie, why is there a green bird on them saying Spanish or Vanish?
And that's for another episode.
Life in the Dream House!
Thank you.
Now for James, Dylan, and Tristan talking about the Savannah Banana.
We are going to talk about the Savannah Bananas.
The Savannah Bananas are a baseball team in the Coastal Plains League.
The Savannah Bananas are the most entertaining team to watch.
They do stuff like dancing, they do tricks, and have funny walk-up songs while playing baseball.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I wish I could play on the Savannah Bananas.
They also do backflips and amazing catches in the outfield and infield.
They even have a YouTube channel called the Savannah Bananas Baseball, if you want to see them play.
I hope you learned a lot about the Savannah Bananas, because I did.
Wow, that was something.
Thank you guys for sharing lots of information about the Savannah Bananas. Now, for Ryan, Jack, Layla, and Jordan talking about Shrek and the Whispering Woods.
Once upon a time, there was an ogre named Shrek, and he had a beautiful wife named Fiona and three Shreklets named Fergus, Farkle, and Felicia. Shrek also had an annoying best friend named Donkey.
There was also an evil king called Lord Farquaad that kicked him out of Duloc into the Whispering Woods. The Whispering Woods was one of the most dangerous places in Duloc.
Of course, they had to find a way out of the Whispering Woods into a new place. But right now, they would need to have a place to stay that was safe, because who knows what was in that dangerous forest.
Along the way, they came across a group of witches that tried taking them to a new place. Finally, after many long hours, they found a way to escape from the witches. After that, they went through the back side of the forest away from where Lord Farquaad lives.
As soon as they got to the new town, a little fairy told them that Lord Farquaad died. They all celebrated.
They were also checking out their new area. There were lots of places to live, and everybody was so kind to them.
When they got there, they saw a place where all fairy tale creatures can be free. They found a new place, and it was just like their old home. After the first month of being there, Rumpelstiltskin knocked on their door and took all of them, and they were never to be seen again.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Now we have Carter and Mia talking about air fresheners.
Hey Mia, what's your favorite smell for air fresheners?
My favorite air freshener is Ocean Breeze.
Did you know that air fresheners are very flammable and if not used right, toxic?
No, but I know that they smell good, but I don't eat.
Now we'll tell you how to use them right so the air isn't toxic.
You never want to shake the air fresheners because they smell good. The smell could be so bad that it can be fatal.
Did you know that the air freshener sprays, the air freshener sprays of Breeze makes a laundry spray so that you can get the Chick-fil-A sauce smell out of your clothes?
Did you know that Disney sprays are the fragrance of candy through the vents to make people want to buy their food?
They use candy against us to make us get food. I'm mad, but I'll still get some food.
OMG. Did you know that in some Florida bathrooms they spray bat spray? Fart spray.
Ew, that's so gross.
Thank you guys for listening to our special edition podcast.
We hope everyone has a great day.
Bye.
Well, that one's gone. It's because of this.